Is this on? I need everyone to sit back, relax, and tune in.
Welcome to the podcast where the fear of being silenced is erased so voices could be amplified.
Brand new!
It's Turn Up the Volume with your girl, Not So Perf. And today we have two special guests. The first guest is Janiyah.
Hey, y'all.
And the second guest is Jada.
Hi.
So, this is a new series. And our topics are going to range from a bunch of things. But the one thing you have to remember here is never to feel silenced, feel scared, and let it all out. Those hard-to-have conversations, the taboo discussions, the stuff we're supposed to keep on the hush, we're turning the volume up on all of that. So, today's topic is going to be holding your friends accountable. But before we get to today's topic, you know we got to start it off with a question of the day. So today's question is, do you believe in karma?
Yes. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Talk to me. Talk to me about karma.
I don't even know where to start.
I feel like karma is the type of thing you don't believe in until you see it happening, like to you or somebody else.
Facts. And I feel like karma don't be happening when you want it to happen.
Yeah,
I feel
you can't
like
control
you'd be wanting karma to hit somebody tomorrow and karma planning to hit them in 4 years. Like,
nah,
the whole time karma hitting you for something you did last week.
I don't even deserve karma and it's still hitting me.
Yeah, bro.
Nah.
And the things you think you'll get away with is the things that karma gonna catch you with.
The little stuff.
Yes, bro. And like, I think you gotta understand that like karma's never gonna hit in the way you want it to. Like, you might want to hurt a person how they want to hurt you, but karma's planning on hurting their pockets, hurting their family.
True.
So.
Well, like, I was reading something that was talking about, like, sometimes people are just in your life to teach you lessons and stuff. And I'm like, damn, so if you're in my life to teach me a lesson, that means karma not going to get you back? Like, you were just supposed to do this?
Like, I don't know, but I feel like that's karma from something else. Like, getting temporary people that you love so much.
That's true.
So they could just leave, like. Damn, life ain't tough.
Nah.
That ain't tough.
It's crazy. But y'all let us know. Do you believe in karma?
Let us know.
Let's get into it now. Do you rather your friend tell you what you want to hear or tell you what's right and what they truly think? Be honest.
I think the truth.
I feel like it depends on the friendship. Like, you gotta be reading. You gotta know the friendship that you have between people and whatever. Like, for the most part, I'd say the truth. But, like, sometimes you be doing stuff and you just wanna be like, you just wanna get some support. Like, yeah, I know what I'm doing is wrong as hell, but, like, support it.
I feel like sometimes in the moment, like, I'll be needing the, like, it's okay. Especially if it's, like, you know, something urgent or, I don't know, like, if your friend is in the heat of the moment and... like, they just need somebody to listen to them. Like, I feel like, yeah, you should support them. But if something is wrong, especially, like, if I'm doing something wrong, I feel like I would rather my friend, like, tell me, like, nah, bro.
Right. And then there's, like, different levels to it. It's like somebody telling you, like, bro, like, that fit is bad. Take it off. And then it's somebody telling you, like you're dead a bad person to your significant other. You need to stop. Like, it's, like, it could be, like, something light or it could be something crazy. And it's like, is it different when it's different cases? Like, do you rather them say nothing at all sometimes rather than tell you, like, what it is and what they see? Or is it like a, even if I'm going to be hurt, like, just tell me?
I think what I meant to say was it depends on the friend. It depends on the friend. Because I feel like if you go hear, like, the hardcore truth from your best friend, you could be like, yeah, all right, bro. But if it's a friend that you see once a month, barely talk, trying to tell you some shit, you would be like...
like an acquaintance type.
Hell, yeah, like...
like, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
How but imagine they like, saying this dead facts, and then somebody else repeats it, and now you like, you know, somebody else told me that, and I wasn't trying to hear it, but...
yeah.
That's true. So, like, what do you think is, like, the most difficult part of, like, confronting a friend? Or, like, rationalizing with a friend about something they've done wrong? Like, why are we even having this conversation about that difficulty?
I feel like sometimes it's about, like, how, like, if you don't know how the person is going to take it, like, I feel like, I know definitely me, I don't like being told, like, that I'm wrong. So I feel like if I'm trying to tell somebody something, like, I don't want them to think, like, you know, like, I think I know better than you what you're doing. Yeah. Like, you know, but you want it to come from a place of love. Like, I'm saying this because I care about you. So I feel like that's what holds me back when it's like, I don't want you to seem like I'm being confrontational or aggressive, but.
I agree with that. I feel like there's, like, going into those situations and stuff, like, you always going into that situation, like, you might lose the friend after that conversation, like, because it's, like, no matter how close you are with people, like, if them hearing something that they don't want to hear could just be the end of that friendship. They'd be like, nah, dead die, even if you're telling them the right thing.
Right, and you don't know how people are going to take stuff. Like, I remember you were saying, like, it depends on the friend and stuff, but I feel like even sometimes, like, sometimes it's, like, the closer you are, the more stuff hurts sometimes, yeah. too. Like, if a stranger told you, you'd be like, alright. Like, you'll hear it, but you're not going to take it to heart. But, like, if you or Janaya, like, tell me something, I'm going to be like, damn, I really did that? Like, my friend's looking at me and telling me I'm wrong. Like, damn, I really messed up. It depends. And I'm... All right, let's just do a little disclaimer. What's y'all sign? What's y'all sign? Man? You know they're going to be the people.
Don't do that.
The people
are
going to be like, what they sign is? Like,
I think you should say that.
We're going to tell y'all later.
We're going to wrap it up. I guess.
If you could guess my sign...
Yes, drop it in the comments before the end of this.
If you're listening and you know me and you don't know my sign, it's going to be beef. But anyway.
Not beef.
It's going to be beef. But let's continue this conversation. Can you, like, think back to a time, we don't have to say names, but we can make fake names, whatever it could be.
Damn.
And I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. We're going to get there because we that's what we're here for. Yeah. Turn up the volume. So, walk me through a time or an experience you had where you had to, like, stop your friend and check them. Like, all right, I've been letting this pass for too long. Or, all right, now you dragged it and we got to fix this. Or just, like, just feeling, like, the urge to hold them accountable.
I feel like I noticed recently that, like, a lot of my friendships have to do with a lot of trauma. Like, do you ever have friends where you always talk about, like, the bad stuff going on in your life? Or, like, anytime you have a situation,
or it's, like, a negative, like, talking about somebody, like it's just always bad
things. Even that, I feel like I noticed that I had a lot of friends where, like, we would just, like, text each other any time of the day, no matter what was happening, like, and just, like, vent. And that was a good thing, like, especially in quarantine. But I realized that, like, it would kind of get in the way of me, like, being able to go through my day, because I feel like I'm somebody who, like, always, like, I don't
want to carry that weight with you.
And I feel like I definitely carry the weight of, like, what other people are going through when I talk to people. And I feel like I got in my head about, like, are my friends doing that for me? Like, you know, like, if I'm
like being super empathetic sometimes, to the point, like, there was a post, it was talking about, like, you know, like, how there be the post going around is like, once my friend tell me about you, about, like, if you're my friend's significant other and she tell me something bad about you, like, I'm never gonna forgive you. And we feeling like that's like, damn, I'm not gonna get this off my mind until we find a solution or until we could fix what's happening with you. And then you don't even realize you have so much stuff on yourself already. Now you add in all your friend's baggage and you add.
And you're not supposed to. Yeah. It's like, actually, like, I mean, I think you should definitely reach out to your friends and, like, talk about the stuff you're going through, but I feel like you shouldn't, like,
your friend becomes your therapist.
Like, we should have journaling, you know, all these other ways of, like, dealing with our stuff. Like, and I feel like, well, some of the ways I've tried to, like, hold myself accountable is, like, by, if I'm doing it, I'll try to check myself and, like, you know, see how my friend is doing first or whatever. Or, like, did I talk to somebody else? Did I try writing about it?
Like a last resort kind of thing now.
Or even just, like, you know, not making sure that you're also paying attention to your friend's needs and not just, like, dumping everything on them or whatever.
Or, like, when's the last time we had a happy conversation?
Right,
like,
positive conversation. Let's go out and do something.
Let's do something fun. Let's not even bring that up right now. That's a good idea. I don't even know. Game. I asked y'all this question and I don't even have an answer to this question. But we're going to... I think it's because I don't see myself... I worry a lot about how people feel. Like, too much about how people feel, where it's like, if I keep worrying, I'm going to just bottle this up and explode if I don't say stuff. And I think that's why stuff be, like, written on my face and stuff when stuff be wrong. Because it's like, I'm not going to say it. And I need to.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to, like, step up on holding people accountable. Like, I just be letting some stuff fly under that rug and brushing it under that rug and patting it down and vacuuming it down. But sometimes you really just gotta call people out on their bullshit.
Like, no, really.
It's true. It gets worse. I feel like it's almost irresponsible to not, because then it's like, you can't be mad at somebody for something you never told them about.
Like, and then at some point, like, what you could have had a conversation about might blow up into, like, something big, and now y'all really not friends no more. Like, yeah. And another thing is, like, just worrying about the way others feel and, like, forgetting to prioritize your own feelings and remembering, like, that my own feelings, like, matter too. And if I feel so strongly about it, it probably should be addressed. It's something that happens a lot.
That's true. I feel like I always be trying to see it from the other person's point of view. And it's like, you don't want to, like, you ever think you know what you're talking about, but at the same time, you feel like, what if it's all in my head?
Like, yo, like, literally, it'd be mad stuff going on. Like, asking yourself, like, am I overthinking this? Is it my place to say this?
Nah, literally, because I feel like, is it my place?
No, it's really. Like,
this person could be my friend, and we're closer than I'm closer to them, if that makes sense. Like, we're close in our relationship, but in your head, you're closer to somebody. How I feel like we're close.
Like, there's somebody else who could have done, who could do what I'm doing. Or like, what I'm
that's not
to
my
do.
Place.
But
to,
it's like, if it's affecting you when you feel like you should say
if you even going through that thought process, now that I'm thinking about it, like, you should say something. Because, like, why else would your head be there if it didn't matter? But I don't know.
Like, how are they going to react to you?
Yeah.
Right. But, like, that's, then that goes back to what I was saying, like, does it matter at the end of, like, of course it matters because it is your, I feel like I have to say it matters because it's my friend, but it's like, to say it matters more than, like, how I feel.
Exactly.
I do that. I behave like that, but, like, it shouldn't. Like, it should all be valued, and it's crazy.
I think one thing, too, is I feel like if I ever get to the point where I have to, like, really sit there and, like, check my friend, like, check you on some, on a different type of level, I feel like before I even get the chance to really do that, something blows up out of proportion and we're not even friends no more. Like, I feel like, that happens. Like, as soon as I feel like, oh, I'm about to check you, you go and you drag the situation 10 times more than what I was about to come check you. And now I just got to stop talking to you. I just got to stop talking to you fully because you just played yourself.
But that's what I was thinking, too. Like, sometimes, like, you'd be like, all right, I'm not going to address it. Like, or I know, I'd be like, I'm not going to address it now. I'm going to bring it up here. I'm going to talk about it then and there. I just keep searching for this right place, right time, and that shit never comes. And then I just never address it. And then it's just like, oop, well, I guess I just didn't have to, or I'm just going to live with it.
Oh, and one thing I feel strongly on, bro, I feel like no matter how you could go to a person and you could tell them whatever you have on your mind, people have their own intentions, and they will never listen to you. They will do what they want to do.
And that's really going to get
and
me
that's
right
the,
now.
That's no. like, I just waste, that. I don't even want to say I just wasted my breath, but I just wasted my breath.
But like, sometimes it's like a reflection, because now it's like, all right, you see how this person is. Yeah. Like, I addressed this to you because I cared about you. I wanted to show you something, and then this is how you react. And then it's like, damn, I'm glad you showed me this side,
but
low key.
But sometimes you be scared of that, like.
But it, yeah, it's like, I love you so much, I don't want to lose you.
Yeah, exactly. like if I ain't say anything, like, we could have pretended like none of this was going on.
But then you would be at a detriment in the relationship the whole time, because then you're just going to always do that. And they're all going to walk over you.
I'll be like, okay, like.
I'll be crying. I'm like, it's fine. It's not even nothing.
Not even that deep.
You good? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So why you watering?
It's cloudy in here.
Order.
Gang, gang, gang.
Listen. Nah. Or I feel like I'll dead say something, and it's like, you're not gonna listen anyway, so why would I say it? And like, that'd be happening. I'd be like, it's not like nothing's gonna happen. But it's like, say it. Test them. See it.
True.
Say it. I mean, because at the end of the day, you get off your chest, and I feel like you could get some type of closure with knowing that you said something. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like, if everything else goes south, you said something, you said what you had to say. I mean, like, it's gonna hurt. Like, damn. Just lost my friendship, but I said what I had to say. And that's that.
Well, I've been thinking about the negative a lot, but sometimes I want to believe, like, you know, what if it goes well? Like, what if you hold your friend accountable and it actually goes well and you can move forward with that? But it's just hard to...
What's well in that situation, though? Like, what?
Or what's like, well, they, like, hear what you say and they, like, yeah, do better. I feel like...
Like, they're receptive, you know. Thank you for telling me. Or they be like, damn, I didn't even notice. Know? Like, yeah. You know?
Or they didn't even notice that they was doing that. True. Like, I know, like... Remember, wasn't you guys having a conversation when I was talking about, like, we were talking about how we just assume that people would know stuff because it's, like, that not common sense? Is it not obvious? Like, yeah. 1 + 1 don't make 2? But it's, like, sometimes people really don't be seeing stuff. And, like, you expect, you think people are in the same, like, mindset. Like, nobody's a mind reader is what I be forgetting sometimes.
And we all living in our own world. It's, like... Yeah. That's why I'd be scared to hold people accountable in the first place.
Because, like, what am I doing now? Yeah. This is wrong. Like,
what if I'm assuming this person has bad intentions whole time? They wasn't even thinking about that.
And I guess, like, I mean, the only way you could tell, really, is just doing it. So, all answers is just hold your friend accountable. But easier said than done, I guess.
Hold your friend accountable. Hold yourself accountable, too. Why you at
true. It? True. Hold yourself accountable.
You can't be holding niggas accountable and then you a mess.
That's the next thing. Like, am I even a viable source to be holding that somebody part. Else?
But who is?
But yeah, who that's is? What we all here for. Hold each other accountable.
Live and learn.
Very true. Live and learn. Facts.
That's offendy. All right, now we about to get too deep into this. Let's go to the next question. So this question is, do you find yourself having a harder time checking your male friends or your female friends?
I need to laugh, y'all.
I just don't know if I can answer this question.
Yo, man.
Now I need some questions, bro.
Stop. I think it depends on the friend. Like, I feel like there's certain cases where I can.
Okay, so
that.
You're thinking, like, just knock out the gender. Like, it don't even matter for real.
Like.
And you, for you?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because I feel like the gender roles come into play, but sometimes it can be, like, some certain male friends, like, more than others.
Oh, okay. I think I see what you're saying.
Like, because I feel like I have male friends who are very, like, conscious. I feel like it's always when it comes to, like, misogyny and homophobia and stuff like that, where, like, I have more trouble checking male friends. But I feel like when I have male friends who are, you know, they seem to be more conscious about those types of things, like, I would feel comfortable checking them.
Okay, so, like, it's, like, people with a certain, like, trait or, like, certain behavioral patterns. Like, yeah. I know, like, you usually just spew whatever out of your mouth. So, I don't know, like, how you're going to take me checking you. But, like, you usually say, like, things that are more, like, sensitive and, like, you thought about it before you say it. So, if I check you, you'd probably be like, oh, I didn't even know.
Like, I feel like they would be more open to hearing, you know, certain things versus, like having a friend who treats women badly. Like, if you're treating girls bad, then what am I
doing? Yeah, what is me saying something to you going to do?
Might knock me out.
Sorry. Might really, though. Maybe I get checked.
Like, which is crazy. Wrong, but
it definitely, like, depends on the friend. I feel like it doesn't matter, like, the gender. Like, I feel like it definitely matters on the person because, like, if you somebody that I could have open discussions with and we could really just talk about anything and I could just call you out and be like, yo, bro, you know you was wrong for this. And you could just accept it, like, my fault, I ain't peep in the moment. I feel like I could, like, that goes for males and females. Like, I have friends who both I could have conversations and hold those conversations with. And then I have friends who are just like, nah, bro. I said what I said and I mean it till I die. And it's just like, okay. But you was still wrong. Like, you was still wrong and that's why I'm trying to get you to see you was still wrong, bro.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Those hard-headed people, you just be like, damn.
It really do be hard-headed people.
And then it's like, you gotta question your friendship with them because it's like, you're a good person, we good friends, but that mindset about that one thing is really frightening.
You know what would be crazy too? The people, the friends and stuff that be having some like wacky perceptions or be saying some crazy stuff, be that some of the littest friends. Yes, and be like, nah, we be having a good time. But when you get me tight, you
but
get me
when
tight.
You say some stuff, I really gotta sit and think, like, is the good time
even worth it?
Worth
it?
You keep that at home? Lock it off for a moment. You, this not the time. Like,
don't show me that side of you right now. Pack it up. Pack it up.
Know your friends. No. Like, what is wrong with you?
Wrong group. Yeah, this is the wrong group. Put that down.
No.
I feel like I definitely, at first I was gonna say that I feel like I check my male friends more, but like I could see time. I'm still stick with that because that's readily what was in my mind. And I feel like I hate to say this, but like sometimes like I know like, and it's even with me too. Like I know like the guys, I say something to them. And they'll dead, like, I don't know what it is about them. I don't know if it's, like, a nonchalant spirit or what it is. But, like, even if they are mad, like, about me checking them or whatever, they would dead, like, come back the next day and it'll be like, all right, whatever. Like, that happened yesterday, but we're Gucci.
Yeah,
but I find it more often, like, with my female friends where, like, something would happen and we dead, like, sit with that thing and then we'll hold it and we'll... And, like,
times people would be like...
It's because women are overly sensitive and stuff like that. And when I think about it, I don't think it's, like, nothing to do with us being overly sensitive or anything like that. But, like, I feel like we sit down and we, like, break things apart and think internally more. Which is not a bad thing. But I just, like, just knowing that and knowing as a female myself, like, that's probably, like, what's going to run through with that. I'm like, damn, maybe I shouldn't, like, bring this up right now. But, yeah, I feel like I check my male friends more. Which I need to work on that balance.
Yeah. I feel like that could just go into, like, a lot of things females be doing and getting away with because they're females.
But, like, sometimes, like, the roles are reversed, too. Because, like, I remember reading All About Love by Bell Hooks and stuff. And she was talking about, like, boundaries and stuff that you set, which, like, okay, this is talking about not even platonic relationships anymore. But she was saying, like, the way you hold boundaries with your friends, like, why don't you hold those same boundaries in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, that's a fact. Like, and in those cases, I think it's different. Like,
I feel like that you could twist that, though. Like, the boundaries you hold in a relationship, why don't you hold them with your friends? Because...
But usually people will have, like, more boundaries with their friends and give, like, the person they're with mad chances. Compared to, like, shit, you would have been locked off. Like, nah, bro, don't do that again. Like, dead ass. And your man doing this, like... This is about to start an argument, so I'm not even about to get into this right now. Or, like, just mad at this stuff.
That's true. I mean, like, sometimes, like, your biggest fear could be, like, losing a friend. But don't be afraid to lose friends, bro. Like, this could be a friend that's just taking up space for a better one.
Yeah, outgrowing friends is a real thing.
Like, you always gonna outgrow friends. It doesn't stop at any point in life. So, you should be true to who you are. And true to the energy and the people you want around you. And if you feel like this energy not good, or this part of a person not good, say something about it. Based off how that go, dead that.
Word, respect yourself. Respect your own needs and boundaries. Like, yes. Before you worry about somebody else and how it might hurt somebody else.
Right. And on that note, like, trust yourself and trust your feelings. Because, like, putting yourself second all the time and you feeling that... Like, self-care reaches, like, to so much different, like, topics. Like, holding that in is you working against your self-care and destroying yourself. And if you're really worried about the friendship, then, like, you would speak up before it, like, turns into, like, oh, hell broke loose. Like, now I'm going to make sure you're going to be held accountable and it's going to get crazy. So, like, yeah, not holding back and fighting against your feelings.
We all living in our own worlds. And I feel like if this not working in your world, but it's working in somebody else's, it still got to go because that's not your world. Like, that is not your world. You got to worry about what's going on around you, what people are benefiting you. And it's like, yes, you're supposed to give back to others and help out in their world, but, like, you got to make sure you're good first.
Yeah, I feel like it applies to family the same way. Like,
hell yeah.
I feel like that's a whole different conversation,
though. I would suck at that. If that was a conversation, I would be stuttering
this
whole
family accountable.
Cause that's what I'm thinking.
When I
I'm
move
like,
out, we talking about losing.
It's really to get out. There's so much at stake. We didn't even think about it. Like the same way, like stuff be at stake when it's with your family. It be stuff at stake with other things. Like connections and stuff that you might have with somebody, and then you like, damn, like, you know, like, of course you never want to like outrightly like be using somebody, but you might really have a good connection, a good network.
Yeah, you have a support friend, you have a friend who you can do stuff with,
and there's other things on the line when you want to have these kind of conversations, like thinking about like you saying certain stuff to your mom, and she's like, "All right, you can leave." And it's like, now I'm homeless now because I wanted to hold you accountable. Like, dang, that's like, crazy.
I don't know. With family, I feel like that's when I can be like, pick your battles. That is when I could be like, pick your battles, because like, yes, hold people accountable. I'm all for that, but like, don't do it at no crazy expense. Like, if you don't got a place to go,
weigh out your pros and cons. Like,
don't do it like that. Like, yes, it might be detrimental to that mental health, baby, but you need a place to sleep at night.
That's like, so wicked, though.
You need a place to sleep.
It shouldn't be, though. Like, my mental health versus security, like, that's so wild. And it's not even, like, me saying, like, you're wrong. It's just, like, me putting it into, like, perspective. Like, that's really crazy.
How would you even go about starting the conversation to hold your parent accountable or a family member accountable?
I still don't know how to.
I would be so imagine me scared to hold a friend accountable, and you want me to come and do it to a family?
I honestly find it easier with family. Like, I feel like when I think of people who are like I expect to be permanently in my life, I feel like I can talk to you about,
because you can't leave me. That's true though, because it's like, but it depends on your relationship with your family,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like I could say stuff, but like at the end of the day, my parents would never like kick me out for real. Like, I was saying that thinking about those families that would,
yeah.
But I don't feel like mine would be like, oh, really? You can leave.
And but it like, depends on the thing, I think, for me too. Yeah. Like, there's certain things I would never bring up to my family, but like, on a day-to-day basis, like, things I would let slide with my friends, like, I'm not gonna let my mother do that. I live with you.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, that's true.
Facing something every day.
Every day.
In your own household, yeah, you're gonna go nuts.
Because at that point, you're thinking about the goal. You're like,
we're going to have to talk again tomorrow. Like, see you tomorrow.
Right.
when I'm not too mad about this. I mean, until next time.
Ever seen that meme? It was like, I hate when I'm in an argument with my mother because I dead be forgetting. Like, not because I'm outside with brunch with you, girl, mean that we friends. And I was like, hey.
Right? Like, we're just here to eat.
Like, we're just here to eat.
Just to act. Just to act until we get back to the house. Like.
You might want to be like, dinner's ready all of a sudden. Right. Then we just argue, I'm not eating right now.
I'm not. I'm on a strike.
I definitely like, I'm not eating. And in the middle of the night where everybody's sleep, I'm eating. Y'all not going to see me eat, but I'm going to eat it.
I'm just on a strike.
On a strike, nah. Well, I think we crossed a lot of things. I don't know, y'all. Let us know how y'all feel about accountability. Like, don't be scared. Let us know.
Like, in depth.
In
like,
depth, write us paragraphs, write us letters. You go send us letters, fill the DMs up.
Like,
no,
might come back at y'all on a call,
yeah. Right? Nah, really, though. Who trying to feature men and drop some gems? Turn up the value,
turn it up.
Nah, but yes, I want to thank my two lovely guests again. Yeah, we'll be hearing some more from them, so get used to it. And yeah. Tune in another time for Turn Up the Volume.
Turn it up, turn it up.